This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. It turns out that Kanye West's claim to be many millions of dollars in debt, which the rap star revealed in a torrent of weirdo tweets a few weeks ago, was overstating it. His business managers and accountants, we learned, were guilty of presenting to him some financial details in the most alarming way possible, which probably makes them extremely good at their jobs, but they measured the cost to him in terms of time and resources and various other metrics of his many ancillary investments and plotted them against his annual income and came up with a terrifying but theoretical deficit. Kanye West still, in his words, has plenty of money on hand for, quote, furs and houses for my family, end quote, which I'm sure allows all of us to breathe a sigh of relief. But luckily for Kanye West and his fur-loving and house-receiving family, his business advisors managed to get through to him. After the initial shock of his massive debt wore off, West began tweeting aggressively to various well-known billionaires, people like Mark Zuckerberg, the staggeringly rich impresario of Facebook, all but demanding that they give him the money he needs, plus more to, quote, bring more beautiful ideas to the world, end quote. In other words, Kanye West has discovered the concept of OPM. Show business, and I don't really care what part of it you're in, is what we call an OPM business, other people's money. Because most ventures fail, this is true of many businesses, and the best way to fail is to fail on someone else's tab. The economic model will be familiar to anyone in the venture capital business. Invest in enough projects, even really crazy way out ones, and you're bound to have one or two that really pay off. It's those hits that pay for all of the failures, but in order to get to the hits, you have to be able to weather the losses of the failures, which means you need money and lots of it, and this is where investors come in. The chief benefit of investors is, of course, that they have piles of money. And here I'm using the term investor in the broadest possible sense. Could be a bank or a venture fund or a wealthy uncle or, in my case, a TV studio. But aside from that, an almost equal benefit to having investors is that you have to explain to someone else why exactly you need the money and how precisely you're going to make it back. Kanye West, and I confess here that I've never met the man, this is just my general impression, isn't someone used to a lot of negative feedback from his inner circle. Something tells me it's pretty much a one-way conversation when Kanye wants something. Kanye world, to use the phrase currently fashionable, is probably not a safe space where dissent and critical inquiry is terribly frequent. The brilliantly talented comedian and writer Louis C.K. has recently learned the same lesson. A year or two ago, Louis C.K. discovered how lucrative it was to fund his own projects, so he released two video specials online to his audience. They paid him directly without a network or a studio or any kind of middleman, and he allowed them to download his work onto whatever device they preferred. It was an astonishing feat. He was an instant hero to every writer and performer who has ever faced a line of unsmiling studio executives or naysaying network programmers, which is to say, every writer and performer. This week, though, Louis C.K. announced that he was deeply in debt. His tone and demeanor was a lot more emotionally stable than Kanye West's, but the story was essentially the same. Louis C.K. had invested in additional projects with his own money, no OPM involved, and one of them hadn't been as successful as he'd expected, which led to losses. Now listen, Kanye West and Louis C.K. are both, in their different ways, supremely gifted, and both of them have long and lucrative careers in front of them. But both now are wiser and smarter about when to use their own money and when to use OPM, which is never and always. And that's it for this week. Next week, we get Fat for KCRW. This is Rob Long.